USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy of California, who led a delegation of 12 GOP members on a tour of the border in El Paso, Texas Monday, blamed the influx in border crossings and apprehensions on the Biden administration's immigration policies and decision to stop the construction of the border wall. The Senate has confirmed Deb Haaland, a member of the Laguna Pueblo tribe in New Mexico, as President Biden's pick to lead the Department of the Interior. Haaland's confirmation marks the first Native American to be appointed as cabinet secretary in history. Three people were killed and six injured Monday morning when a driver drove into pedestrians near San Diego City College in California. A 71-year-old driver in a Volvo station wagon veered into the sidewalk under a bridge around 9 a.m. San Diego Police Department says the driver stopped and attempted to render aid to the victims. He identified himself to responding officers and was detained on suspicion of driving while impaired. USA Radio News.
It's happened. Since Election Day, more than 5 million people have downloaded the free Newsmax TV app from their smartphone store. It takes seconds, and with the free app, you can watch Newsmax TV right away. Most cable news channels require a paid subscription, not Newsmax. You get real news whenever you want. At home, Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems, and it's free on OTT devices, your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Vizio, and Roku, YouTube, Zumo, and Pluto. Now, the free smartphone app lets you watch Newsmax easily wherever you are. So check Newsmax.com online for breaking headlines. Then go to the Newsmax TV app to watch the latest news with Sebastian Gorka, Dick Morris, Greg Kelly, Diamond and Silk, Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and so much more. Newsmax is already the fourth highest rated cable news channel in America. Everyone is watching Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
Many of us woke up Christmas morning to the news there was an explosion in downtown Nashville, Tennessee. The FBI has released an update to the event. Dan Araki with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The FBI says the man who exploded a bomb in downtown Nashville on Christmas Day was suffering from paranoia and was heavily influenced by conspiracy theories. However, they don't believe that Anthony Quinn Warner was motivated by any social or political ideology. In a statement Monday, the FBI said that Warner had acted alone in building and detonating the explosive and that he chose the location and timing of the bombing so that it would be impactful, but minimize the possibility of causing undue injuries. Dozens of businesses were damaged in the blast, but Warner was the only fatality.
Three vehicles in the area were ablaze after the bombing. At least 41 businesses were damaged. One building located across the street from the site of the bombing did collapse. 14 spring training games today in Major League Baseball. The early games start at 1:05 p.m. Eastern. The last game starts at 10:05 p.m. Eastern. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
We are a couple of weeks and a couple of days from the start of Major League Baseball's 2021 season. Lucas Giolito has been named the starting pitcher for the Chicago White Sox Baseball Club opening day in Southern California at the Big A.
You know, hopefully we have a great year this year, and the next year I'm going to do everything I can to earn that role again. Again, the work never stops. I'm looking forward to taking the ball on April 1st. Giving it my best possible effort. Hopefully we come away with a win and start the season off right. I've been liking how my slider's been playing for sure. It's been a big focus is really honing in on the slider, the command, the movement, throwing it against hitters and in counts that, you know, maybe I'd most likely go to another pitch, but, you know, trying it out, seeing how it plays, and the results have been pretty solid with it. And so that's one thing for sure. Another thing is my tempo, my focus in games. I've been very pleased with pitch to pitch focus. Keeping the walks down relatively, and going to keep working on that. Putting guys away quicker as opposed to letting in a bat drag out. So yeah, I've been pleased with how it's been going.
Giolito will go against Bundy and the Los Angeles Angels on opening night, Thursday, April 1st at 10:05 p.m. Eastern. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.